Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
Today I would like to return to Nicholas Kabasalos and again to his same commentary on the Divine Liturgy, perhaps one of the most important writings amongst the Fathers on the nature of the liturgy in terms applicable and accessible to our everyday life and to our life in the parishes, being as he was a layman with a gift for bringing monastic spirituality, as it were, into a parish context. St. Nicholas' commentary on the Divine Liturgy ought to be required reading for every Christian person regularly in their Christian life. Today I would like to look at a portion of the text, the 28th chapter as it's commonly numbered, in which St. Nicholas speaks to us about the consecration of the holy mystery of communion, whence the lamb and the wine, the bread and the wine, offered upon the holy table, are consecrated by the grace of God and the Holy Spirit, and made the true body and the precious blood of our Lord and God and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Nicholas, writing in the 14th century, was well aware that people then, as today, questioned just how is it that we are to believe in this central mystery of Christian life, that simple gifts of bread and wine should somehow become the true body and blood of the Lord. How is this to be believed? How is it to be understood? And Nicholas was well aware that in his day, as in our own, there were many suspicions, many superstitions, many false beliefs as to just how this mystery was effected. And after describing the rites in the Divine Liturgy by which it happens, he dedicates this small 28th chapter to explaining to the hearer, to the reader, why and how our faith concerning these mysteries has come about, and why and how they are to be believed. This is a short chapter, but in terms of our normal readings here on A Word from the Holy Fathers, a little longer. Nonetheless, rather than speak myself on his words, I would like simply to offer them as they stand, and then conclude with a few thoughts for our week together. So here in its entirety is the 28th chapter of the Commentary on the Divine Liturgy by Nicholas Kabasalos. How can we, he writes, have faith to believe this? He himself said, our Lord Jesus Christ, this is my body, this is my blood. He himself commanded the apostles to do this, and through them the whole church. Do this, he said, in remembrance of me. He would not have given this command unless he had been going to give them the power to enable them to do it. What then is this power? It is the Holy Spirit, the power from on high, which has strengthened the apostles according to the words which Jesus spoke to them, tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with the power from on high. Such is the work of that divine descent. For once come down, the Holy Spirit did not forsake us, but he is with us, and he will remain with us until the end. It is for this purpose that the Saviour sent him, that he may dwell with us forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. This is the Spirit who through the hand and the tongue of priests consummates these mysteries. But the Lord was not satisfied with sending the Holy Spirit to abide with us. He has himself promised to be with us, even until the end of the world. The Paraclete is present unseen because he has not taken human form, but by means of the great and holy mysteries, the Lord submits himself to our sight, to our touch, through the dread and holy mysteries, because he has taken our nature upon himself and bears it eternally. Such is the power of the priesthood, and such is our great high priest. For after once offering himself and being made a sacrifice, he did not end his priesthood, but is continually offering the sacrifice for us, by virtue of which he is our advocate before God for ever and ever. And therefore it was said of him, "Thou art a priest for ever." This is why it is impossible for the faithful to be in any doubt whatever about the consecration of the offerings or of the other mysteries, if they are carried out rightly and with the prayers of the priests. This is a remarkable piece of commentary offered by Nicholas Kabasilas, a great father, reassuring the faithful of his day, but how much so also in our own, of the true, the real nature of the Christian mysteries. When in every age some struggle with doubt and amazement that such things as these mysteries might be possible, might be real, might be a reality in this world, St. Nicholas reminds us of the very reason that these gifts are here for us. Christ has sent the Spirit, and it is the Spirit who effects the mystery at the Holy Table in the Divine Liturgy. The Spirit is called down by the priest upon the gifts set forth on the table that become the body and blood of Christ. And the Christian should find this no great wonder, and should hold no doubt of this promise, of this reality, for Christ himself gave the assurance that he would send the Spirit, and we commemorate every year the Holy Pentecost, when the Spirit did indeed come. But as St. Nicholas reminds us, the Spirit did not come the once and then leave humanity to its own, but the Spirit abides with us always, even unto the end of the age. So how natural it is, within the mystery of God's love, that this Spirit, which hovered over the waters at creation, this Spirit who descended in tongues of fire on the apostles, how natural is it for us to realize that he descends still, that he abides still with us in our Christian life. It is at once a mystery and yet no mystery that God the Father would send his Spirit to us to sanctify that which we have offered to him, that we may receive through that offering, through that sanctification and that presence of the Spirit, the true body and blood of our Lord. But we should also remember, as St. Nicholas so aptly says, we partake of the life of the Spirit most directly indeed, and yet in the divine mystery of the Eucharist, the Lord himself, Jesus Christ, who once took flesh in Bethlehem, at the great nativity that we will so soon commemorate together, offers himself in flesh, in blood, for our senses, our sight, our taste, our touch. The Lord is present in the temple. And again, this is something of great mystery, of great wonder, and yet somehow comfortingly natural. For of course the Lord, who traversed the cosmos to be with us, who took flesh to be of us and with us and for us, of course he will be with us still. This is the message that St. Nicholas offers. As he once was born in a manger, giving himself to the world, so he is ever with us in the divine mysteries, offering himself to us in flesh, in blood, again and again, that we might receive him and be transformed by him, and follow him into the kingdom. When we next approach the chalice, in repentance, in confession, in whatever humility we are able to muster, let us remember these words of our Father among the saints. Let us remember the mystery that we go forth to receive. Let us be truly humbled and overcome with love and reverence, that God, most Holy Trinity, would make himself so near in spirit, in the flesh of Christ, drawing us to the Father himself.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.